One of the most important things happened to me in 2007, and I didn't even realize it at the time. I consecrated myself to the Virgin Mary using the formula of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, and I joined the Militia of the Immaculata. It is now 15 years later, and I'm about to leave on an airplane to go to St. Paul, Minnesota to visit students at the University of St. Thomas to talk to them about and encourage them to be full, active members in the Militia of the Immaculata, and I'm gonna bring you with me. My first Marian consecration. I didn't do the Louis de Montfort. I did the Maximilian Kolbe because I did not have the willpower at the time to do 33 days. Maximilian Kolbe did not require 33 days. It was the shortest, easiest, fastest way, so I chose it. His consecration has you join a special group that he founded called the Militia of the Immaculata. In his early years as a friar, he was in Rome and he saw a large procession of Freemasons processing towards the Vatican, and they were hailing Satan, and they were saying that the devil would rule in the Vatican. And this deeply moved Maximilian Kolbe, and it helped him to realize, if there's this many wicked people that can be instruments of the devil, who causes chaos and division, what would happen if we had people fully dedicated to the Virgin Mary? If the devil can possess people for evil and for chaos, what if we allowed the Virgin Mary to live through us? What if we surrendered our entire life over to the Virgin Mary? How much good could she spread? Because Mary's far more powerful than Satan. So if there's Marys all over the world, that means Christ is coming to life all over the world, in and through all of us. So he founded an organization called the Militia of the Immaculata. And it doesn't require a lot, but it's very, very powerful to join it. And I encourage you specifically, individually, to join it. Number one, the goal is surrender your entire life to the Virgin Mary. As far as possible, you want to be her possession. Meaning like an instrument in her hands, like a pencil. The pencil has no free will of its own. You want to completely surrender your life so that the Virgin Mary can take you and use you to do whatever she wants. So you want to surrender your entire life over to her as a possession. You don't want to get in the way. And she can do anything with you. And so if you're her possession and she lives through you and she acts through you, that means she can begin to bring the kingdom of God wherever you are. Also to be her property. She's 100% yours. Everything that you own, she owns. Your money, your talents, your sins, your weaknesses, everything is hers. So if Our Lady is a master strategist, if she's a master general, if she has soldiers well-placed all over the world, she's got a soldier in Houston, she's got a soldier in Rome, she's got a soldier in Boston, she has people who are completely disposed, completely docile to her will, you don't have to have a lot of numbers to win a war. If you have great strategy, if you have people who are trained in the art of allowing the Virgin Mary to live and act through them, she can win the war easy. Because one person with the Virgin Mary can take down an army. So Maximilian Kolbe's goal was to get as many souls totally all in, unreservedly for the Virgin Mary. Not afraid of what the Protestants are gonna think, not afraid of what our family members are gonna think, all in, not even afraid of what other Catholics are gonna think. Don't even listen to that noise. You go all in with Mary and they will be converted, because conversion is first and foremost a grace. Grace is only obtained through the mediation of the Virgin Mary. The goal is union with Jesus Christ, but the quickest and most effective method is with, in, and through Mary. In his form of consecration, he talks about defeating heresies and destroying heresies, and it's very militaristic in its language because this is a spiritual combat. You have to be docile to her spirit to do whatever she wants, however she wants to use you. Number two, and this is very important, one of the major desires of St. Maximilian Kolbe was to wear the miraculous medal. Wearing the miraculous medal is extremely important. Maximilian Kolbe would say, this is a sign of your consecration to the Virgin Mary. This is a sign and a reminder to myself because I easily forget whose I am. I wake up in the morning and I've got all these things that I want to do. I put this bad boy on and it says, no, my friend. You are the property and the possession of the Virgin Mary. Your desires, your goals, as good and as virtuous as they might be, put them aside. You're the property of Mary. When I go to the grocery store, I am that religious image. And I bring Mary to every single person that I see. I'm not just bringing Catholicism. I am bringing a specific spirituality into the world. And where Mary is, the Holy Spirit comes and the Holy Spirit works. It's also important to protect me from the devil. So it's a sign of my consecration and a safeguard of my consecration. Maximilian Kolbe said that the moment that somebody puts on the miraculous medal, the devil's number one goal is to remove the miraculous medal. Mary told Catherine Laboureil, wear the medal around the neck and wear it with confidence. Maximilian Kolbe would say to use the miraculous medal as a means to touch other people's souls. And so when I give somebody the medal, that allows the Virgin Mary to put her foot in the door of their souls, but she needs an instrument. She needs me to act, and she needs me to give them this physical manifestation of a prayer. And then the final way to become a member of the Militia of the Immaculate, it's very simple. You sign up. You go to the website consecration.com or militiaoftheimmaculata.com. There is a benefit of physically getting a certificate in the mail, signing your name, putting that certificate on the wall, because now you are registered. The heart of the mission is in my heart. And I said earlier that that was one of the most important days of my life, because in order to become Mary, in order to allow Mary to live in and through me, I have to submit myself to the Virgin Mary. That's when Mary really takes hold of your soul and does what she does best. She mothers you. St. Augustine said, the Virgin Mary puts you in her womb, and the Holy Spirit, her spouse, does what the Holy Spirit does. He sanctifies you to make you like Christ. So Mary and the Holy Spirit together form you into Christ before you even realize it. But you have to make an act of the will. I surrender. I give you permission. When Mary is present in your life, then and only then can you begin to hear her voice. But that requires me to pause and say, Blessed Mother, speak. I'm open to hearing what you have to say. And then the third thing is acting on what she says. When you do what Mary puts on your conscience, once you slowly begin to follow her voice, it's going to lead to greater things. I'll just give you one quick example. So recently, I had obtained a first-class relic of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Because of that, we're getting this relic. We're building a shrine at my church to Maximilian Kolbe. Because of that, I contacted Father Elias because he's the most Kolbe dude I know. He looks like Kolbe. He joined the Franciscans of the Immaculate, which is a religious order completely dedicated to Kolbe. I invited him to come to our parish to give a mission to teach the entire parish about Maximilian Kolbe, why his Mariology is important, why his theology is important. Because you're building a shrine, the people should know who the person being honored is. So he's coming to give this mission. At the same time, I get a message from a priest that I've known for over 10 years, a great Dominican priest, one of my favorite Dominicans that I know. He messaged me saying, hey, we're forming a Militia of the Immaculata here at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota. Can you come and give a talk? And I love the Virgin Mary and I'm trying to give her my life, but I'm gonna admit I was hesitant. When I complain about it being cold in Texas, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna die because it's so cold outside, man. And it's like 30 degrees, and then people from up north are like, this is nothing. Up north, it's like a frozen hell. It's like one of Dante's circles of frozen hell. And I said, Blessed Mother, is this really your will? Do you really want me to freeze? And then Father Timothy said, I want you to come on December 2nd. And I'll have you back home by December 3rd. You'll speak on the morning of December 3rd. And I said, oh, Blessed Mother, it's so cold. I'll do it if it's your will. And then all of it came together. I was supposed to take Father Elias to the airport on December 2nd. He was here giving a Kolbe mission. I would be leaving to go on a Kolbe mission on December 2nd. We're leaving from the same airport at the same time, from the same airline. And our gates are literally right next to each other. It's not a coincidence. When you do things for Our Lady, even when they're difficult, and she's gonna ask us all to do difficult things, every child of Mary will one day be on the cross, but she will be at the foot of the cross. She will be walking with you. She will be consoling you. And our fears, they're largely impacted by the devil who wants us to be afraid so that we'll hesitate when serving Our Lady. Now, let's conclude with a very important quote from St. Maximilian Kolbe. Modern times are dominated by Satan and will be more so in the future. The conflict with hell cannot be engaged by men, even the most clever. The Immaculata alone has from God the promise of victory over Satan. However, assumed into heaven, the Mother of God now requires our cooperation. She seeks souls who will consecrate themselves entirely to her, who will become in her hands effective instruments for the defeat of Satan and the spreading of God's kingdom upon the earth. My brothers and sisters, Our Lady needs you, and you need her. I strongly encourage you to make a formal and intentional consecration to Mary, under any formula, and to do it on a Marian feast day. But let's be honest, a good number of people watching this video, for whatever reason, you're not gonna do it. If that is you, I invite you right now to join me. If you wanna renew your consecration to Mary, join me right now. If you can, please kneel down. The act of consecration to Mary by St. Maximilian Kolbe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Immaculata, Queen of heaven and earth, refuge of sinners, and our most loving mother, God has willed to entrust the entire order of mercy to you. I, Gabriel, a repentant sinner, cast myself at your feet, humbly imploring you to take me with all that I am and have, wholly to yourself as your possession and property. Please make of me, of all my powers of soul and of body, of my whole life, death, and eternity, whatever most pleases you. If it pleases you, use all that I am and have without reserve, wholly to accomplish what was said of you. She will crush your head, and you alone have destroyed all heresies in the world. Let me be a fit instrument in your immaculate and merciful hands for introducing and increasing your glory to the maximum in all the many strayed and indifferent souls, and thus help extend as far as possible the blessed kingdom of the most sacred heart of Jesus. For wherever you enter, you obtain the grace of conversion and growth in holiness. Since it is through your hands that all graces come to us from the most sacred heart of Jesus. Allow me to praise you, O Sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, God love you, and we'll see you very soon.